Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How about this? A Saturday appearance by Joe B. What's up,
bro,
my friend?
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
All right, here's the reason I'm calling. First, let me answer this caller. No. Third pick in the draft, Nick Bosa, Josh Allen. Edge, pass rush.
If they're picking third, if they don't trade back, 100% you're getting
edge,
one of those guys.
Pass rusher. If they are sitting there with the number three pick in the draft and one of those guys, it looks like they're probably going to be there because, you know, the quarterback, who knows, they may both be sitting there. You got, that's it. I mean, they need offense. I'm all for Mike Munchak. I'm certainly all for Greg Williams. Please hire Greg Williams. I am in for that.
So but think about this, though. So last year, the Colts had the third pick in the draft. They traded back, obviously,
right,
to us.
Right, they got Quentin Nelson.
Yeah, and right. I think he may be he may be one of their MVPs this season.
He may be, but I still would prefer to – the edge pass rusher, to me, is the biggest need. They've had it for years.
Yep.
And again, look, if they trade back, okay, you want to take that – who was it? The guy from Alabama, I guess?
Yeah,
another
Joe
Alabama
Williams.
Big league, whoever it may be. I'm fine with that, but I think if they're sitting at three, you got to give me Bosa or Allen.
What does it change, though, if in free agency they steal DeMarcus Lawrence? Does it change?
Maybe not. Then I don't know. I think I say, you know, okay, well, now I got one on one side and I got one on the other side, and maybe Leonard Williams is a different player.
Yeah, hopefully.
You know?
Hopefully he's a different player.
But I am all for Greg Williams. Before we get into it, because it's the 50th anniversary of my one moment in the sun, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, and when I was young and spry and stupid, you know, that's a lot of those things. So that's the reason I called in today. But I am, if Greg Williams is hired as a defensive coordinator, I'm feeling a little better about this coaching situation. One thing I have definitely come to unequivocal about one thing. Especially if Williams is here, the coaching staff is much better than last year. Much better.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? That was like, it reminds me, though, remember when Heyman made that joke to us? He's like, well, I'll tell you this, Gase is better than Todd Bowles. Yeah, big deal. I mean, what does that mean? So you're right.
But Greg Williams changes a lot of things if they bring him in.
Absolutely. It'd be a great hire.
Yep. Hopefully they do. Yep. Even though I still don't love Gase, but I feel a little better about it than I did a couple days ago. With that said, 50 years to the day, unbelievable. I can't believe it. I can't believe I was a 15-year-old kid and, you know, getting ready for this game after they win the championship game against the Raiders and just all the nonsense that was going on for the 2 weeks prior to that game was unbelievable. I mean, you know, the 18-point underdog nonsense, all of this stuff, you know, they didn't have a chance, the whole deal. And just to reiterate one story, you know, I don't want to jump in on your show here, but just to reiterate one story. I made all these bets in high school. I was a sophomore in high school. I made all these bets with these guys that I was in school with. Nobody was picking the Jets. If I lost, I'm a 15-year-old kid. I don't have a job and I have nothing. 1969, January 1969, I probably would have lost somewhere between $250 and $300 if I had lost this bet. And I had no money, no way to pay it. I don't know. I was going to have to go to my mother. How am I going to come up with this money, right? You know? So, anyway. Made all these bets, and most of them with no point spread. Let me tell you, I can't tell you how many bets I made, bro. Even money. I wasn't even getting 18 points, 17 and a half, whatever it finally went off at. So that was the one thing, and I'll never forget one of the kids, when I came in on that Monday, after the game Sunday, when I was, like, delirious, to be obviously. And one of these guys, I think it was about a $50 bet with this guy, and he hands me $50 in pennies. He hands me a bag of pennies.
What a jerk.
You couldn't have been more of a jerk. That was like $50. So that's just one quick story about that.
Well, can I ask you this?
Memorable day.
Because I talked a little bit about this game, and what I said is that if you're a Jet fan under the age of, you know, 60, you obviously didn't see the game live. I advise everybody to watch it. It's out there. It's on YouTube.
Right.
It's on the NFL Game Pass.
I've seen it a million times.
No, and I've seen it a few times, but it's different. I'm watching it in the past tense.
Right.
When did you – because they're up 7-0 at the half.
Right.
It was an incredibly ugly game. The Colts turned the ball over a million times. They missed two field goals. At what point in that game are you thinking, is young Joe B thinking, oh, my God, we're going to win this game? Like, I'm actually believing.
Probably I would say when they went up 16-0, when Turner kicked the last of the field, because he actually missed two field goals in that game. People don't remember that. He missed two. Probably when Turner made it 16-0, I felt, you know why? Because remember, that's a three-score game back then.
Yep.
All right? At that point, I said, you know what? They're going to win this game. I felt pretty good. And, you know, even when Unitas came in and they scored the one touchdown that they scored.
And then they recovered an onside kick, too.
Right, they did. I still felt pretty, you know what? I still, the confidence was there. I felt pretty good at 16-0, I got to tell you that. I really did at that point in the game. And everything had gone their way. I mean, they got all the turnovers, the four turnovers they got in the game. You know, you just felt pretty, they were really, the final score does not indicate how they dominated the game. I mean, they, you know, it was complete domination. They ran the ball down their throat with Matt Snell. You know, Namath threw the ball. George Sauer had the big game. He was the guy. He ate up Lenny Lyles on the outside. You know, every time they needed to make a big play, he did. They beat the blitz all day with the short, you know, they added a backfield to Bill Mathis and Snell and that stuff. You know, you just, and the defense, the one thing about that team that does not get enough credit is how good their defense was. They were tremendous. I think they were number one in the AFL in defense that year. They had a tremendous defense, underrated. They had the four takeaways. You know, they had guys like Jerry Philbin. They had guys like John Elliott. They had Verlin Biggs. They had Al Atkinson, Johnny Sample, Jim Hudson. They were a really good defensive team that doesn't get the credit defensively that they probably should get for how they just shut that team down. I mean, they really did.
Yep. Hopefully we'll be talking about like one relatively soon instead of thinking back to anniversaries.
Well, it's a huge year for them. They got, you know, we'll see about Gaze. I like Williams if they hire him. You want to bring a guy like Munchak in to be the offensive line coach, I'd be all for that.
Yeah.
I still think, though, that if they're sitting there at three, I think the number one priority is an edge pass rusher. I still think the defense is the worst unit on the field. The offense, maybe just because of the quarterback, it's ahead of the defense. And even the offensive line got better as the year went on. It wasn't horrible.
No, it was average.
But it wasn't horrible.
Yeah, a lot of it is going to be the free agency because they got $100 million.
Right.
And when that draft hits, we have already seen what they've done in free agency. So that's going to influence us a lot on what we're thinking at that point.
No doubt about it. I don't think DeMarcus Lawrence is going to be available. I think they're going to franchise him.
I agree.
I don't want Jadeveon Clowney. I think he's very overrated. I really do. I would not give him a ton of money. And I got to be honest. I don't want Le'Veon Bell, and I don't want Antonio Brown.
Well, the cost for Antonio Brown apparently is going to be a first-round pick. At least that's what the Steelers think, and that's a lot. Definitely not this year's first-round pick, because they'll throw that one away.
Plus, what I'm hearing about Gaze is the way his mentality is, the kind of guy he is. I don't think Gaze is getting along with guys like Le'Veon Bell.
No, he didn't with Jarvis Landry. He jettisoned him out.
Right. So I think that's another thing you got to look at. But we'll see. They're in a good position. Let's hope they made the right choice with this guy. Like I said, I don't love it. I like it better if Greg Williams is there. But we'll see what happens.
Hey, look, I said this morning. As angry as I was, as angry as you was, there's a time now where you rally around the head coach hope he's good.
That's it.
That's all you can do.
Because
we want to be wrong. I can't say that enough. We want to be wrong about this guy.
Like I said, like we've talked about, I feel a lot better about this guy if he had just come out from being an offensive coordinator for at least 2 or 3 years.
Absolutely.
I feel better about it. I wouldn't be as adverse to it. But, you know, again, we'll see. And now it's on Maccagnan to make the right moves that have to be made personnel-wise.
That's it, my friend. That's it.
All right, bro.
All right. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, great. Enjoy the games today.
Thank you. You too, man.
It's snowing, you said, in Kansas City?
A lot of snow in Kansas City.
I like that.
That'll be fun.
That always makes it more interesting.
Absolutely.
All right, bro. All the love. I'll see you on Monday.
See you Monday. There he is, the great Joe B. A surprise Saturday appearance to honor the 50th anniversary, which we talked about earlier in the show, the 50th anniversary of the Jet moment in the sun. The one moment in the sun winning Super Bowl III. And keep this in perspective, because Joe always says, think about how long ago it was. I was in high school. Well, think about this. If you're listening to this show right now and you are under the age of 60, not 30, not 40, 60, it is just a moment in history, like the American Revolution. You know, that's what it is. That we should appreciate it. History is important, right? But unless you are 60 or older, maybe 58 or over, maybe. This is just a moment in history for us. It's not something we actually experienced.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.